concept of the chesed of tshuva and the other side of the coin, of the onus of the lack of doing tshuva. And spoke about this in terms of relationship of Kal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kiruvan Shei Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hu HaGorem Richukan. And these are the old sheets. I'm sorry, these are the old ones. Okay, in the edition that I have, we're on Daf Nun Aleph. And he pointed out that Eretz Yisrael is Palter in Shel Melech, and that this is the Onesh. And he quoted the Pasuk in Hosea, Lo Yeshvu Be'eretz Hashem. And we were still what is the Ramban then asked, Ma'inyan Eretz Hashem? V'chi ein ha'olam kulo Eretz Hashem, ha'kol bara, ha'kol yatzar, ha'kol shalo. Why speak about Eretz Yisrael as being Eretz Hashem? It appears to be as opposed to. What's the as opposed to? Yesod ha'dover hazeh be'pasuk she'amar. He quotes over here the pasuk in Devarim, towards in Hazinu, v'hanchil alyon goyim, v'hafrido b'nei Adam, yatzev guvulos amim, l'mispar b'nei Yisrael, ki chelek Hashem amo, Yaakov chevel nachlaso. Ha'inyan. שהקדש ברוך הוא ברא שמיים וארץ ושם כוח בתחתונים ובעיונים ונעשן על כל עם ועם בארצותם לגוייהם כוכב ומזל ידוע כאשר נודע בחוכמת ההצטגניניות. Namely that הקדש ברוך הוא created the world with delegated authority, that over every area of the world there is a malach, call it a malach, call it a sar, call it a mazal, who is responsible to relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha to that particular part of the world. Sheneemar, asher chalak Hashem Elokecha osam lechol ha'amim. Asher chulak l'kulam mazalot b'ashamim gvohim aleihem alachei elyon, netanam liyosam, sarim aleihem kinyan sheneemar, sar malchut paras omed l'negdi, hine sar yavanba. That we find in Sefer Daniel, the descriptions of the sarim. We have a principle, Malchusa Dirakia Kamalchusa Da'ara, that just as in Malchusa Da'ara, you have the king, and then you have the princes, and you have the dukes, and you have the viceroys, etc., etc., that we have this delegated authority. Hu Hadin, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works as well. V'Hashem HaNichbad, Hu Elokei HaElokim. Right? That V'Adonai HaAdonim, this is where Nebuchadnezzar relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Kol HaOlam. That is in the entire world except one place. Avol Eretz Yisrael emtzaut ha'yishuv hu hi nachalat Hashem miyuchedet lishmo. There's no delegated authority in Eretz Yisrael. It's directly under the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's no sar shel Eretz Yisrael. There's no sar shel Yisrael. There's Michael, who is our guardian angel in terms of being a sanegor for Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael is direct. Lo nasan aleha min hamalachim katzin shoter u'moshel b'hanchilo oso la'amo hamiyached shemo zera ohavav. That's the concept of the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are b'ni b'chori Yisrael as a nation, so this piece of land, Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no b'hanchil elyon goyim, there's no b'hafrido b'nei Adam, there's no asher cholak lahem. This is the concept of Yisam li sugula mikol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz, that there's no designated authority, there's no intermediary between Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hine, Kodesh ha'am ha'yoshev ba'artzo, Kidesh ha'am ha'yoshev ba'artzo, b'kdushat isur arayot u'berubei mitzvot liyotam lishmo. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over Eretz Yisrael in a direct manner, therefore, Eretz Yisrael is not sovel any pigia in its kedusha, be it in the concept of arayot, be it in the concept of avodah zara. L'kach amar lahem u'shmartem kol chukosai v'yaskol mishpatai v'asisem osam v'lo saki ha'aretz eschem, because this is Eretz Hashem in terms of hashkacha. Omar lachem atem tishu es ad masam v'ani etnenu lachem l'resh esosai ani Hashem alkechem asher hivdalti eschem mikol ha'amim. that all the other Amim have Sarim Elohim Acherim B'sitolu Anohu Aretz Hazot Shiyeh Hu Yitbarach Lanu Legokim. This is the uniqueness. Nieh Miyuchadim L'shmo Ba. V'hine, you know, it simply follows as a cause and effect. Hine Ha'aretz Shehi Nachalat Hashem HaNichbad Tokiko Metamei Osa Bidei Goyim, like the Shivas Ha'amimim, or Bidei Jews V'lo Tisbo Ovdei Avodah Zarah U'Megalim Arayot. V'hine, as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, Af Al Pi She'Hakol Hashem HaNichbad. There's no question that Hashem Ha'aretz U'Meloah, but the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegated authority, Ein Hatara Ba Shleima Ba'avur HaMeshartim Aleha, that breaks to a certain degree the connection of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Eretz U'Mot HaOlam. In Halacha, it's represented by the concept of Tumas Eretz HaAmamim. That if you study the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's with how did Avodah Zarah begin? So of course, of Adam Harishon knew there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How did Avodah Zarah begin? That as the Rambam points out in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of his Meshorsim, Shemesh Ariach Kochavim, and people began to think that if they're Oved the Mesharet, it's a kavod to the Melech, which is wrong. That Avodah is only to the Melech. But this was the mistake of Avodah Zarah, who hadim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Sar Shal Yavan, if they be Oved the Sar Shal Yavan, like Greek mythology, then that would they L'chatchila was viewed as a means of being Mechabed Adoni Adonim, and it slowly or quickly turned into Avodah Zarah. Beseder. And then he quotes, you know, it's proof text after proof text towards this concept. And as we spoke about in the context of Shavuos with the Isra Aseh being Metzek, another shame to the Shavua, this was the concept of the Kutiyim. Namely, when the Kutiyim came to Eretz Yisrael and inhabited Eretz Shomron, what did they do? They began Vizona Acharei Elohei Nechar Haaretz, Ki Elohut Nachrim Ba'aretz Hashem U'Benachal Aso, V'zeu She'Nemar Ki Lo Yadu Et Mishpat Elohei Haaretz. That they were not aware that even though in Chutz La'aretz, it was possible to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'shutfus along with the Avodah Zarah. You can't do that in Eretz Yisrael. V'yeshlach bom et ha'arayot. Those are the kutim or gerei arayot. V'hagam emitim otam asher enam yodim mishpat Elohei ha'aretz. If they don't realize that will go, again, it's not certainly ideal, but it's at least a means of Avodah Hashem and Chutz La'aretz via the intermediary, it doesn't go in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't change their behavior patterns from Eretz Kut to Eretz Shomron. In both places, they were Oved their Sar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Chutz La'aretz, that was, you know, it's an option. Okay. This then is the understanding of the Mamar Chazal that we have, Gemara and Ksuvas and Daf Yud, Kol Hadar B'chutz La'aretz Dome K'mi She'en Lo Eloka. Dome K'mi She'en Lo Eloka, because his worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is via the intermediary. She'ne'emar L'seis Lahem Es Eretz Kenan L'yos Lochem L'elokim. Ki Yershuni Hayom, says David HaMelech, Mistapech B'nachalat Hashem L'mor Lech Avod Elohim Acherim. This then is the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop over here. Blinader will finish this as well on Yom Rishon, and on Yom Rishon we'll move over to a different sefer. So, on Yom Shini we'll move to a different sefer. In the middle of the drush, I skipped, but that was the part that I was reading.
Right, no. What does it say about the Kutim?